Welcome to Frankly Speaking. I'm Michelle Lassay Montgomery for George Mason University, the state university in Northern Virginia. As our society gets increasingly more technological, experts say that human service needs will be greater, especially in the area of nursing care. From the days of Florence Nightingale to the present, this highly humanistic profession has had its share of problems in keeping good qualified nursing professionals. What are these inherent problems and how are they being solved? With me today to discuss nursing, a look toward the future, is Dr. Virginia Milanik, Director of Nursing Continuing Education at George Mason University. Welcome to Frankly Speaking, Dr. Milanik.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
In this increasingly technological world, what is happening to the nursing profession in general?
I think nurses are being called upon to do more technical kinds of things. Of course, they've been doing that for several years, but if you're looking at technology as being one of those kinds of things that are exercised, for instance, in the healthcare setting regarding management kinds of decision-making skills, those are the kinds of things that nurses are being called upon more frequently to make.
What are some of the problems that are inherent in the nursing profession?
Some of the problems that have been ongoing for many, many years is the high attrition rate, where nurses continue to leave the profession for a number and a variety of different kinds of reasons, some of them being the low pay scale, the lack of recognition, the lack of autonomy that they have in their own particular positions, and the decision making that they really are not allowed to make based upon the amount of education that they really have had and the responsibility that they are asked to take.
It sounds like a lot of burnout.
I think that certainly is part of it, but I think the greatest problem is the lack of recognition and autonomy that the nurse has been allowed to exercise in the past.
George Mason's Nursing Continuing Education Program was organized in 1977. Why did the university decide on this kind of program?
First of all, the nursing program itself, the undergraduate program, was initiated in 1974 and was developed as a very fine, sound program. As a result of that, there was a great deal of requests and need from the community, plus the responsibility on the part of the faculty to deliver some means of continuing education for the practicing professional nurse. And that was really the major stimulus for the development of the nursing continuation program.
How does George Mason's program address some of the problems that you mentioned earlier, like attrition?
Some of the problems that I believe are addressed by the Nursing Continuing Education Program are to provide those courses that allow the nurse to assert herself, to make her a better decision maker, also to become more qualified. With the advent of all the computers within the healthcare setting, there are two courses that are going to be offered this particular semester, one of them for the beginning individual who is pursuing computer literacy, and secondly, for the intermediate individual who already has a basic understanding of computer literacy. Another course that's being offered is a certification course. More and more states are requiring that different levels of specialization be certified for practice,
such as
the pediatric nurse practitioner. So that this is the second time that we have offered a review course that prepares the individual who is going to be sitting for the national certification examinations. We're one of the few in the country who are doing this, and we have had a very highly successful registration as a result of this offering.
What other kinds of courses are being offered through the program?
One example of another type of course that's being offered is, for instance, a Writing for Success program, which is a one-day workshop. Nurses need to publish more, write more, and let people know indeed what it is that they're doing. It's an area that they're not very well prepared for. Their educational process does not provide this for them. And as a result, this particular workshop will focus on writing for publication.
Why is this? I know that doctors write articles and they publish articles in journals. Why is it that nurses have not been doing this in the past?
I think probably the basic reason for it is because they really didn't feel that what they had to say was that important, because it wasn't necessarily biomedical kinds of research. It was more of a nurturing, caring, how do you best allow for someone to recover, for instance, from a myocardial infarction? What are the nursing actions that are required that enhance this person's recovery that are not biomedically based, but which are very, very important?
Now, to just clarify a phrase that you just used.
Myocardial infarction, in the layman's term, is a heart attack.
Okay. Let's talk about the management course that's going to be starting on September 22nd. Tell me a little bit about that course. I understand it's a very important one.
All right. This course was initially developed based upon, again, needs within the nursing profession. If you remember correctly, most nurses at the baccalaureate level especially are prepared to function as clinicians. They are given some management kinds of theory, but it's primarily patient management. Many baccalaureate-prepared nurses are asked to perform in management kinds of positions.
Such as
head nurses, where they really are in charge of, say, a 50-bed unit with perhaps a staff of 20, 30 underneath them and have no management skills. They may be excellent clinicians at the bedside, but do not have the management capabilities that allow them to let their particular unit function effectively and efficiently. The management course allows them to learn some of the basic skills, for instance, that will make them, shall we say, better managers. For instance, we have management frameworks for the nurse manager, which is an exploration of theory and behavioral aspects of management, which provide basic frames of reference for the nurse manager. That's an example of just one element of the module that is being offered. The management course is actually a 6-week course and is held for 3 hours a week on a weekly basis for the 6-week period of time. Leadership skills, management theories are all incorporated into that particular course, which makes it much easier for the nurse to function in a management capacity.
What other courses are offered through the Nursing Continuing Education Program here at George Mason? You've mentioned, I think, two, the management course that begins on September 22nd and the writing course. Are there some more?
Yes, and also the computer courses that I had mentioned as well. Another course that was offered as a result of community needs is the refresher course. It's the only course that is offered for the non-practicing nurse, so to speak. It's primarily for the individual who has not been practicing nursing for several years and is interested in joining the workforce again. She may be one who graduated from a nursing program and elected to stay home and raise her children. Her children are in school and she's interested in going back to work, but she lacks the skills. She needs to be refreshed, so to speak. This course is offered. It's an 8-week course and has been offered on each semester and has been very, very attractive and successful. But I think that more and more people need to know that indeed we are offering it based upon response to community requests. Most of the students who have taken it found that it's a very enjoyable kind of course, that it's not really as awesome, and perhaps the workforce is not as awesome and as frightening as they so thought that it was. All of these things are provided for in this particular course.
It seems as though the nursing field is changing pretty rapidly. Is that so? At least in the last 10, 15, 20 years?
Probably, yes, and I think the technology aspect has had a big thrust, plus the fact that healthcare agencies are big businesses now, and nurses before were asked or told to do thus and so. I think also with the entry level of the baccalaureate degree now as the professional degree, that nurses have long since been asked to become more involved rather than being told. They're being asked for their opinions. As a result, they need better preparation. They need to be better informed. They need to know how to operate within the healthcare system rather than in their own respective little 30-bed unit.
What will happen? What is going to be happening in the future to this particular profession? What do you see ahead?
Well, I think with the entry into practice statement that was just issued last February, that the baccalaureate degree is going to be the professional degree, that you will see even a greater phasing out of the hospital diploma programs, which are a non-degree that offer a diploma upon completion of the program. These hospitals have been phasing out for many, many years, and the AD, or the Associate of Arts degree, at the community college level became a very popular entity. And you're going to see more and more nurses moving into master's preparation as more and more of the healthcare agencies are requiring for middle management positions a minimum requirement of a master's degree. Our master's program, graduate program here at George Mason, certainly is a good indication of the interest that's been demonstrated in master's or graduate education in nursing at the administrative level particularly.
I said I wasn't going to ask you this question, but we have a little bit more time, so I'm going to ask you. The human services field in general is getting stiff competition from the business, engineering, and even the medical field for students. How is the nursing field faring?
Well, I think, as I mentioned to you earlier, it's a very heavy question, and I could probably spend 2 hours on answering it. I will attempt to try to do it in a very short period of time, but if you're looking at matriculation into nursing programs, I think generally throughout the country, they perhaps are down. They certainly are not down in the Northern Virginia area or at George Mason University. We have many, many students here.
One of the largest in the state,
right,
I understand.
Right, exactly. So we have not had that particular kind of experience. There are many reasons, though, I think, why there's a decrease in the entry. First of all, women are being recognized in other positions, I think, with not only a great deal of more recognition and autonomy, but they're certainly getting paid better. And that's one of the reasons that the young generic student who's graduating from high school is seeing all of that. Where can I be recognized? Where will somebody really think that I am somebody? And where will I be rewarded for it? And it doesn't look like it's going to be in nursing at this point in time. So they're seeking other kinds of routes in order to gain a living. I guess there are other kinds of health disciplines that have taken on many of the nursing kinds of roles, so to speak. Health education is a very, very big entity that there are several programs throughout the country. Health education has been something that nursing has more or less held on to themselves to a certain degree, but there are other disciplines that have picked up on that. So I think, in general, nurses will always be recognized, but will they be recognized for the value and the worth that they really bring to society? And this is something I don't think that any of us have any real honest-to-goodness answer for.
Well, thank you very much for being on Frankly Speaking, Dr. Malonic. We've been talking to Dr. Virginia Malonic, coordinator of the Nursing Continuing Education Program at George Mason University. You've been listening to Frankly Speaking, a public service program produced by George Mason University. For information about this program, please call area code 703-323-3138. I'm Michelle Lassay Montgomery for George Mason University, the state university in Northern Virginia. Thank you for listening.